Shalom to all! We're going to be learning the sixth Aliyah of Parshas Bai, that is Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chaf Tes. And we are finally at Makas Bechayrus. The Pasuk tells us, Vayhi b'chatzi ha'layla, and it was in the middle of the night, Vashem yikal kol b'char b'et Mitzrayim, and Hashem struck every single firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim, b'b'char parei ha'yishev al-kisai, from the b'char of parei, who's sitting on his throne, ad b'char ha'shvi, all the way until the b'char of the captive, asher b'veis habar, that's sitting inside the pit, inside the dungeon, b'chol b'char behema, and all the firstborns of the animals. Let's just take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf Tes. Rashi explains, Vahashem, why do we have this extra vav over here? Kol makom shenemar Vahashem with a vav, hu beis dino. He's talking about Hashem and his bezdin. Skip the rest of this Rashi, go to the next Rashi, hika kol b'char, he struck every b'char. Why the emphasis of every b'char? Af shel uma acheres v'hu b'mitzrayim. Even another nationality that happened to have been in Mitzrayim and he was a b'char, he also died. Mibachar parai, Rashi tells us, af parai b'char haya, parai himself was a b'char, v'nishtar min ha-b'chayrus, he was left over and he didn't die. Ba'alav u'aymer, on him the pasuk says, bavur zayis ma'atikha, it's only because of this I've left you standing, bavur har'oishchas k'ichi, so that I could show you my strength. B'yamsof, that's in the Yamsof, so Hashem left Pari alive all the way till the Yamsof. Rashi explains Ad Bechar Shvi, why is it that the captives Bechar also died? Because they were rejoicing at the downfall of Yisrael. V'ayin, furthermore, Shlo Yemru said they shouldn't say, Yerosenu hevia zuha piranis, that is our God, he brought those punishments on the Mitzrayim. U'Bechar Shivcha B'chal Haya, and the Bechar of the maidservant, she was also included in this, Sharei Manim and Achashiv Shebekulan, because we start from the most Chashiv, the most important, that's Pari Adapachos, until the lowest, U'Bechar Shivcha Chashim B'char Shvi, and the Bechar of the Shivcha, that's more chashiv than the person who's actually in the dungeon. Let's go back to Chumash, Pasuk Lamed. Ve'akam Pari Laila, and Pari got up in the night. Who? V'chal Avadim v'chal Mitzrayim. Him, all of his servants, and all of Mitzrayim. V'atihi Tzakag de la Mitzrayim, and there was this great outcry in Mitzrayim, ki ein bayis asher ein shames. There wasn't a house that didn't have someone that died in it. Now let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed. Ve'akam Pari. Pari got up, mimitase, from his bed. Laila, what does that mean in the middle of the night? V'lekederach ha'malachim, and not like kings, b'shal shayis bayim, that they usually get up in the middle of the day, 3 hours into the day. He got up in the middle of the night. Who? Tehila, him first, v'acher kach avadav, and then his servants. Malami, this teaches us, shahayuhu mechazer obate avadav v'mamidan, he actually went to his servants' houses, waking them up. Ki'ein ba'as asher ein sham meis. Yeshem b'char meis. If there was a b'char in that house, so then he died. Ein sham b'char, if there wasn't a b'char in that house, gadol shor ba'as kar b'char. So then, the oldest in the house was considered the firstborn. Shenamar says in the pasuk, af ani b'char et nehu. Davar acher, another way of understanding this, is mitzriyais, the Egyptian women, mizanus tachas ba'alehen, they were unfaithful to their husbands, v'yoldes meravakim p'nuyim, and they would have many babies from the single men out in the street, and they had many firstborns. It could be there was five firstborns to one woman, because each one is considered the firstborn of his father. So every single house had someone that died in it. Back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Aleph, and he called to Moshe and Aaron in the middle of the night. And he said, get up and go out from among my nation. Also you and the Bnei Israel, and go serve Hashem like you said. Also your sheep and your cattle. Take kasher debratem like you said, v'lechu and go, uberechtem gamisi, and also bless me. Let's take a look at Rashi, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Vayikral Meshul Aaron Laila. What does this teach us? Magid shahay machazo peschay ir v'toyik. He was going around to all the different openings and all the different houses of the city and crying, Heichon Moshe Shari, where does Moshe live? Heichon Aaron Shari, where does Aaron live? And this is the source of the famous song, Pari in Pajamas in the middle of the night. Gamatem, Hagvarim, the males, Gabane Israel, Hataf, even the children. Ulchu evdus Hashem kedaberchem, and go serve Hashem like you said. Hakol kamash amartem, everything's like you had told me previously. Like kamash amarti ani, it's not like I had said. Bato lashaleach, bato mivam yohelchem, bato raktonchem uvkarchem yutzag. Everything that I had said previously that I'm not going to send you out, who's going to go with you? Only you're allowed to go, but not the sheep and cattle. Doesn't make a difference. Everyone just has to go exactly like you said. And Pasuk Lamed Beis and Rashi, Gam Tzonchem, Gam Karchem Kehu, you should take it and go. Umahu Kasher Dibartem. What does that mean, Kasher Dibartem? Like you spoke. Gam Atati Tan Bidin is Vachim Elais. Moshe Rabbeinu had told Pari that you're also going to give us sheep and cattle. And this Pasuk is telling us that Pari actually gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu. Rechtem Gamasi and bless me. Why is he asking him to bless him? Hispalu Alai Shlai Amas. Daven for me that I don't die. Shani Bechar, because I'm also a Bechar. And let's go back to Chomish Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Vatechazak Mitzrayim Ala Am. And Mitzrayim was very strong to the nation, lemaher l'shalchem and arts, to hurry them, to send them out of the land. Ki amru, because they said, kulanu meisim, all of us are going to die. Why is it they thought that they were going to die? Let's take a look at Rashi, Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Kulanu meisim, amru, they said to themselves, look at Xeris Meshahu, this is actually not what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Shaharei Amar, he said, umeis kol b'char, every firstborn is going to die. V'kan afapshut meisim, and over here, even regular people were dying, people that weren't considered firstborns, at least according to the Egyptians' count. Chamisha asar, b'ayis echad, it's possible there were five or ten people dying in the same house. We already explained in Rashi why that is, but they didn't understand. understand that, so they were afraid that everybody was going to die. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Aleph. And the nation lifted up their dough before it became chametz, before it rose. Their leftovers were wrapped up in their garments on their shoulders. And the Bnei Israel had done like Moshe had said, and they had borrowed from the Mitzrayim klei chesef uklei zav usmalos, silver and gold vessels, and also garments. And Hashem had given the grace of the nation in the eyes of the Mitzrayim, and they had lent them this stuff. And they cleared out Mitzrayim. Let's take a look at Rashi Pasuk Lamed Daled. Terem Yechmatz. What does that mean? Before it became chametz, Hamitzrayim lehinichum lishas kidei chimutz. The Mitzrayim didn't even allow them to stay enough to let their dough rise, and they kicked them right out. Mishari sum shiari matzah mar. This is the leftovers of the matzah mar from the Karan Pesach that they were just eating. Al shechmam, on their shoulders. Why is it that they put it on their shoulders? Afal pisha behemos harbe helichimam. Even though they had so many head of cattle, they had so many animals that could have carried their burden for them. Machavin hayus mitzvahs. They loved the mitzvahs, and that's why the matzah and mar they wrapped up and put on their shoulders. Pasuk lamed hay in Rashi kidvar Moshe. What does it mean? Like the word of Moshe. Shear lehem Mitzrayim. Moshe told them in Mitzrayim veishalu ishmei Yisrael that each man should borrow silver and gold vessels from his friend. Usmalais and Rashi addresses afin hayu chashuvus lehem min hakesef min hazav. These garments that they borrowed were more important to them than the silver and gold that they had borrowed. Vamocher pasuk, whatever's listed later in the pasuk chashuv, that's what's more important. And pasuk lamed vav in Rashi, the pasuk had used this funny word of vayash ilum. It seems to be that they forced them to borrow it. What does that mean? Af mashalai hayu shalem mehem. Even that which the Bnei Israel didn't ask of the Mitzrayim, hayu nisal lehem, they would give them. Ata omer echad, you're saying you want to borrow one thing? Tol shnayim, take two valech and just get out of here. Vayinatzlu, what does that mean? Vayinatzlu v'roikinu, and they cleared out, they emptied out Mitzrayim. And back to the Chumash Pasuk Lamed Zayin. Vayis u Bnei Israel meyamseis sukaisa, and the Bnei Israel traveled from Ramses to Sukais. Kesheish me'as elef ragli hagvarim levad mitav, about 600,000 people, and this was the males, and that's not including the children. Vagam erev rab al itam, and even a whole mixture of nations went up with them. Vitzayinu bakar, sheep and cattle, mikne kaved ma'id, an enormous amount of livestock. Now let's take a look at Rashi Pasuk Lamed Zayin. We had learned me Ramses sukaisa, they went from Ramses to Sukais. What does it make a difference where they traveled from and to? So Rashi tells us kuf chaf milhayu. It was 120 mil, which is a great distance. Uvahu sham ufisha, and it took them just a moment to get there. Shenemar says the pasuk, va'esa escha makanfei nisharim. I will carry you on the wings of eagles. Hagvarim. What does that mean? The males miben esrim shana v'malo. This is only people that were 20 and above, not counting women and not counting people under 20. And pasuk lamed chesen Rashi erev rav. Who's that? Tarivis umis shel gerim. There were many gerim, a whole mixture of people that became gerim, and they also joined the Bnei Yisrael. And back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Tes. Vayifu asabotzek asher hitzim Mitzrayim, and they baked the dough that they had taken out of Mitzrayim. Ugois matzah is kilo chametz. It was matzah cakes because it didn't become leavened yet. It wasn't chametz yet. And why not? Explains the pasuk. Kigarshim Mitzrayim, because they were chased out of Mitzrayim. V'lo yachol lismameah. They weren't able to delay it all. V'gam seidu loyasu lahem, and they didn't even make provisions for themselves. Let's take a look at Rashi Pasuk Lamed Tes. Ugois matzah is charar shel matzah. This is like a matzah cracker. Batzek shelo hichmetz kari matzah. When you have dough that didn't rise yet, that's called matzah. V'gam seidu loyasu lahem laderech. They didn't even make provisions for the road for themselves. Now why in the world didn't they do that? Magid shivchan shel Yisrael. This teaches the praise of the Bnei Yisrael. Shalomri, they didn't say, Hayech nitz lemidbar b'leit seda. How could we go to the desert without any provisions? Elehem minu v'halchu. They believed in Hashem and they just went. Hushim refresh b'kabbalah, that's what it says. Zuchati lo chesed nu'urayach. Ahavas k'lo yisayach. Lechtech achra b'midbar. You went after me in the desert. Be'eretz lo yizrua. A place that's not planted, meaning there's nothing there. U'masachem refresh achrav. And what reward did they get for that? Kodesh Yisrael Hashem. We became holy to Hashem. And back to Chumash Pasuk Mem. U'moshav b'nei Yisrael asher yashuv Mitzrayim, and the dwelling, the habitation that Bnei Yisrael spent in Mitzrayim, Shloshim Shana v'arba me'ah Shana, was 430 years. Now, we're not going to learn this Rashi inside because it's very long. However, Rashi explains that we were not in Mitzrayim for 430 years. This count actually started from the Bris Bein HaBasarim that Hashem made with Avram Avinu. 30 years afterwards is Leidas Yitzchak. That's when Yitzchak Avinu was born. And then 400 years after Yitzchak was born, that's the 400 years of the Shibud, and that's when they were leaving Mitzrayim. Really, the only amount of time they spent in Mitzrayim was 210 years. And the Pasuk continues. Pasuk Mem Aleph. Vahime Kesh Lashim Shana V'arba Me'ah Shana. And it was at the end of this 430 years. Vahib Etzmayim Azeh. And it was on that very day. Yatzu Kol Tzivais Hashem Eretz Mitzrayim. All of the Tzivis Hashem, all of the legions of Hashem left the land of Mitzrayim. Let's take a look at Rashi, Pasuk Mem Aleph. Vahime kesh l'shim shana, vahibe etzem ayim hazeh. It was in the middle of that day. It was on that very day. What does that mean? Magid, that's teaching us, shekivin shegiyah haketz. Once the time had come for them to leave, lo'ek v'namokim karefayin, Hashem didn't even hold them back one bit. He didn't say, you know what, let's stay another day or another 2 days. That very day, Hashem took them out. B'tesav b'nisan bo'o malchei hasharas etz l'avram l'vasroi. It was the 15th of Nisan that the Malachim came to Avram to say that you're going to have a child. B'chamish asar b'nisan noled Yitzchak. A year later, on the 15th of Nisan, Yitzchak was born, and B'tesbav Nisan, Nigzer Gzeres Ben Habsarim, on the 15th of Nisan, the Ben Habsarim happened, so this count works out, 430 years from the Ben Habsarim, 400 years from Leides Yitzchak, and 200 years of Shibud Mitzrayim. Let's go back into the Pasuk, Membeis, Leil Shimrim Hu LaHashem. This is a day of waiting or anticipation of Hashem, Leitziyam Eretz Yitzrayim, to take them out of Mitzrayim, Hu HaLayla Zel Hashem. This is the night of Hashem, Shimrim L'chol B'nei Yisrael Deraisam. This is guarded, or it's a protection for the B'nei Yisrael, for their generations. Now let's take a look at Pasuk Mem Beis and Rashi. Leil Shimurim. What does that mean? It's a Leil Shimurim. It's a night of waiting or anticipating. Shehayah Kadosh Baruch Hu Shomer Mitzapalei. Hashem was waiting for this day. L'kayim Avtechaso Yetziyam Eretz Mitzrayim, so that He could fulfill His promise to take them out of Mitzrayim. Hu Halayla Zel Hashem. What does it mean that this is the night for Hashem? Hu Halayla Shamar Avram. This is the night that Hashem told Avram. B'Layla Hazeh Ani Goel Esbenecha. On this night, I'm going to redeem your children. Shimurim L'chol Bnei Yisrael Deraisam. It's a Shimurim. It's a protection for us. How is this night a protection? Shumer Ubam and Amazikin. This night is a protection from all sorts of dangers. Ke'inish Nemar, that's what it says, B'loyitein HaMashchas, Hashem didn't allow the destroyer to cause destruction to Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim. And forever and ever, the night of Pesach is a day of safety and protection for the Jews. And now we go back to learn a little bit about Karban Pesach. Back to Chomesh Pasuk Mem Gimel, Ve'yamar Shalom Moshe V'Aaron, and Hashem said to Moshe and Aaron, Zoyschu Kasa Pasach. This is the decree of the Karban Pesach, called Ben Nechar Lo'yechol Bay. Anyone who's a foreigner is not allowed to eat from it. B'chol Evan Ish Miknas Kasef. And anyone who's the servant to a man, and he was purchased with money, meaning this is a slave who's purchased, U'mal Toysai, if he's going to get a bris mila, Az Yo'yechol Bay, then he's allowed to eat it. Toshav V'sachir Lo'yechol Bay, a sojourner, or someone who's just hired by day. These are non-Jews. They are not allowed to eat Karban Pesach. It has to be eaten in one house. You're not allowed to remove any meat of the Karban Pesach from this house. You're also not allowed to break a bone of the Karban Pesach. The entire congregation of Israel shall do it, meaning do the Karban Pesach. And let's say a convert lives among you, and he would like to make the Karban Pesach of Hashem. He has to circumcise all of his males. Then he's allowed to come close. He's allowed to bring the Karban Pesach. He'll be just like any other person that lives in the land, meaning a regular resident of the land. But someone who's uncircumcised is not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach. Taira achas, there's one taira, one law, one halacha, yel ezrach, v'lager hagar b'sayachem, will be for the resident and for the ger, for the convert that lives among you. Vayasu kol b'nei Yisrael, and all b'nei Yisrael did, kasher tziva Hashem as Moshe v'as Aaron, like Hashem commanded Moshe and Aaron, kein asu, so they did exactly as they were commanded to do with the Karban Pesach. Now Rashi in these psukim once again details many halachas regarding the permissibility of eating the Karban Pesach, such as a slave owned by a Jew must get a bris, and then he eats the Karban Pesach. The only issue of breaking a bone of the Karban Pesach is if it has a kezias of meat on it. A ger is no different than a regular yid. One without a bris mila, even if it's for medical reasons, does not eat the Karban Pesach, and a number of other halachas. We're going to conclude the aliyah with the last pasuk. That's pasuk Nun Aleph, Vahib Etzmayim Azeh. And it was on that very day, Haitzi Hashem es Bnei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Hashem took out the Bnei Yisrael from land of Mitzrayim, Alti Vaisim on their legions. Everyone should have a wonderful day.